Ready to go? Show us how you go down the stairs. Come here.
Just tell you what I remember, okay? Because I didn't write it down like 1, 2, 3, not even to remind myself. So, by the way, the population of the Peace Kingdom within this world is 300,000 plus. And the population of the Victory Kingdom within this world, within but not within, you know, is 400,000 plus, okay? I don't have enough time to keep counting until the last unit. So you just know, it's not like I have to write history book or do research or anything. It's just for you to know kind of generally, because you might ask in your heart, how many people? So I tell you. By the way, just to remind you that don't think that I'm a clairvoyant or anything, or that I specialize in telling you what will happen, because I'm very busy. I'm doing all kinds of things. Automatically, according to necessity and priority, not just seeing the future or the past. If I tell you something that might happen in the future, and how to kind of solve that problem or that difficulty, is because it's been brought to my attention. Like sometimes I tell you things that come out of the news that I happen to research and saw it. So by the way, if it's something big, important, then I will give you some comments or some kind of suggestions or advice. But I don't sit all day long looking into every little corner of the world and tell you things like predicting things. It's not my job, okay? But if sometimes in the news I see it and it kind of makes you worry, then if I have time, I will tell you. And if it's something that is not too big of a deal or I don't have time, then I will not say anything. I'm not specialized in clairvoyance or predictions for the future. Besides, things can always change. The destiny is in your hands. You have to do according to your own conscience and the law of the universe. You know, good deeds. Then everything will be good. Everything will change. And not even just the change is good for you, but also good things will come to other people near you or in your family or the whole village or the whole town, whole city. It depends on how many people partake in it. And I tell you what, if your country has a master who lives there, then your country is much better off than other countries. But it also benefits greatly the whole world if the people treat their masters, saints or Buddhas, with reverence and kindness, like attract like, you know. God will love you as you love his representatives. It's logical. But you must pray to know who is the true master from charlatan. Or if one country has many, many good, high spiritual practitioners, then that country benefits. Even if another country threatens to make war with you, like China and Taiwan, your country is still much better off, has peace, is more secure, more likely to have peace. But if that country doesn't have enough spiritual practitioners or doesn't have the master who used to live there for some time, then your country has a higher risk of having war and of having a lot of damage and countless people suffering in painful ways and dying in agony, such as in pandemics or disasters. And that country will become like a general tomb, and so many spirits, many people who die suddenly will be confused, will become like lost souls and just running around restlessly, and will disturb the country as well. And will also be hateful to the invaders, and will cause a lot of suffering, a lot of bad karma for the invading country as well. It's just that the leaders of aggressive countries who are making war and cause suffering in other countries, and the war also makes your country suffer, losing people's lives, losing a lot of precious things, and people could not have enough peace and stability to plant vegetables, to plant food and harvest it. And the karma will come either immediately, soon, or later. Because the law of the universe is that you must be grateful to God, to your parents, to your country, but not kill, not harm others, just for any excuse at all. Yeah. Because you don't see the consequences. Because there are two different situations in the physical world, things that you can see immediately, you know, easy things like if you plant an apple seed, then you will have an apple tree, provided that all the conditions are met, like it rains enough, good soil, yes, for example, like that. And if you plant a seed of an orange, you will have oranges. Then you can harvest the oranges and enjoy your labor. And if you, for example, drive recklessly, then you might have a car accident killing somebody else or injuring others, passersby, and injuring yourself. This you can see right away. So we call it instant karma. But some karma doesn't come right away. It comes maybe later or the next day or some more days or weeks or months or years or even a lifetime later. It depends on what kind of merit, what kind of good root you had in a former life, or in the currents of your flowing life from one physical body to the next. And then it's like a river. This section goes smoothly and easy, yeah? This section is bigger, that section is smaller, so water has to kind of adjust to it. And sometimes the river even disappears somewhere and appears in another place. So you thought, oh, there's no more river. It's not like that. The river might appear somewhere else. So similarly, in the spiritual currents, the flowing of spiritual energy sometimes flows to this area, this country, or to that country in the body form of a master. So then you will think, oh, there's no more Buddhism, no more enlightened Buddhist masters. Possible, possible. But that current of the river of spiritual energy might flow elsewhere, reappear elsewhere. It might go to the Sikhism community. It could go to Tibet, for example, instead of in Nepal. In the history of spiritual legends, we have masters in all kinds of different countries, from Iran, Iraq, some in China, and India, and Nepal, Tibet, etc. You can never say that the Buddha appeared in Nepal or in India, so the next Buddha must appear right there, in Nepal again or in India again. Or if, for example, Tsongkhapa or Milarepa were Buddhas in Tibet, that doesn't mean that the successor will be in Tibet. It could be. It depends on the vow of that person or the rank of that spiritual practitioner. But it's not always like that. So just as an example, even the Dalai Lama, according to legend, according to Tibetan belief and tradition, the Dalai Lama will be reborn again. After he dies, he will be reborn again. But in Tibet, fine. It could be because in Tibet, people continue to practice the same tradition and hold this energy. So it's easier for the Dalai Lama to be reborn again in that kind of spiritual atmosphere. But even then, he's not always reborn in the same place, like the same family, same clan, or same village, same town, same city. You see, the Dalai Lama up to now has been born in different areas all the time. That's why they have a council of monks, you know, senior monks and clairvoyant monks, to go around to look for the new Dalai Lama after the old Dalai Lama passes away. They go to different places and have many tests in order to make sure that that is the new Dalai Lama. Then they can bring them to wherever is suitable, good, or has many senior good monks to teach him, to remind him how to study Tibetan Buddhism again and to run the country again. Nowadays, they don't have a country anymore, so the Dalai Lama has to be in India, in Dharamsala, for example, like that. So if you insist on going to the same place, same house, same family, and even same parents, to look for the next Dalai Lama, to find the Dalai Lama, then you will be, you know, frustrated. You will never find him. But similarly, in many faiths, people are just waiting for example, Lord Jesus to be reborn again wherever he was born before. And how do they know anyway? How do they know who Lord Jesus is if he's reborn again? He might be reborn in a different country. He might be reborn as a woman. Who says that he has to be reborn as a man? I remember I read somewhere before in some magazine in America, they quote Lord Jesus Christ's prediction saying, I will be reborn as a woman and they will not recognize me. Yeah, I read it somewhere, but decades have passed already. I can't remember that magazine anymore. I read that in Miami. I remember that very well. In one of the magazines. It was like a magazine. It was not a daily newspaper, though. Or it could have been a daily newspaper. I forgot. It's been many decades already. So if we continue to be stubborn or too fixated on some of the notions, on the idea of how the Buddha should look like, how Lord Jesus or any master would look like, or where he, she would be born, then we will be forever misled into the wrong direction. So I would really advise all of you to think about that. Those who have not found any master yet, think about it, okay? Pray inside so that God or the masters would lead you to find some spiritual source which will benefit you immensely.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.